Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Just about every other minute, something else happens in this country in the news cycle that makes me say, what in the hell is going on? It's almost overwhelming, and I think that's by design. That's where we start in hour one of Drive Time with DeRussia. It's Jason. Dan is here. Susie is with us on the news. And we start with the feud and the battle over protests. Would you go to this military parade in Washington, D.C. this weekend? I don't think I would go. And I got to tell you, like, as sort of strange as it is in this country to have a giant military parade in Washington, D.C., celebrating the U.S. Army, seeing all the tanks, like, objectively, it should be cool, right? I mean, it's objectively cool. But the events of the last couple days have me feeling nervous, uncomfortable, unsafe in a gathering like that. Not because I'm afraid of the military, but I am afraid that the Trump administration has decided that they give zero, you know. They are quashing all dissent and all protest. There's this sort of hatred of protest from President Donald Trump that I think should have all of us uneasy. And at first I was, I don't know, at first the events of L.A. for me brought back too much of what we experienced here in Minneapolis with the aftermath of the murder of George Floyd, the protests, the Third Precinct burning, the destruction of Uptown and parts of Lake Street. And my gut reaction was, you know what? I'm glad the president is sending the National Guard in. And now that I've had some time to see what's going on in Los Angeles, what's happening in Los Angeles, I don't think is anything like what we saw here in Minneapolis. What we're seeing is a president who hates protest. Well, hates certain kind of protests. I want to play you a little bit of what President Donald Trump said within the last couple of hours about his military parade. And, man, part of this country is protest. It just is. And I get it. Like, probably a lot of you guys don't really like protest. Protest makes people uneasy. I get it. It's uncomfortable. It's aggressive. It's loud. It's disruptive. I think people who don't like protests, like, have this idea that, well, why can't they just, like, get a permit and go to a park and, like, have a nice little day? And I think the reason is because none of us would pay any attention to that. That's why. So it's uncomfortable. That's what protest is. This crackdown on protest is far worse than anything legitimate protesters are talking about doing, because I think it has sort of this early chilling effect where it makes people like me say, like, I don't know if I want to go. I don't know if I want to go to a protest. I don't know if I would let my kids go to a protest right now, because here is your president talking about the military parade this weekend.
And we're going to be celebrating big on Saturday. We're going to have a lot of, and if there's any protest that wants to come out, they will be met with very big force. By the way, for those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force. And I haven't even heard about a protest.
All right, hang on right there. He hasn't even heard about a protest, but he just wants to say right now, like, if anybody shows up in protest, he's going to, like, send out the tanks that are already there. Like, are the tanks in the parade going to just turn? Very big force. Like, oh. Do people like this? Is this what you guys wanted? I mean, this is ridiculous. So he hasn't even heard about any protests, but he's going to shut them down. And then, Dan, I don't know if you can pick it up from where we were playing, because right after that, then he says what I think. Then he shows his real hands here.
But, you know, this is people that hate our country, but they will be met with very heavy force.
January 6th was a day of love, I believe. But if you want to protest at the Happy Birthday Donald Trump military parade, as a cheap shot. Having a parade to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Army, to me, I don't know, I'm fine with it. I'm not like super enthusiastic about it, but I'm fine with it. The idea that even the mental image that there might be a protest, that you're going to be met with very big force, to me, it makes me want to say, screw you. This is the president of the United States. But this, I don't know if it gets more anti-democratic than that, more anti-American than saying, this is the president of the United States saying, I haven't even heard about any protests, but just so you know, if anybody's even thinking about it, you're going to be met with a massive show of force. Joy is in Hastings. Joy, you're first up on the CCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. This has me, like, a little more upset than I expected it to, Joy. You're on the air.
Well, you know, I'm not commenting on the president or that app. I'm just commenting on protests in general.
Okay.
I think that's the most asininical thing for people to do. It does nothing but piss other people off, get them thinking, and it's like, where is it going to get you in the end?
So you're questioning just the idea of a protest in general, or the way that it happened?
They should be outbanned throughout the whole flipping world.
Protest?
All it does is wreak havoc on everybody. And you know what? Don't people work anymore? I mean, where are these people? Go work. Get a job. Do something. Get a hobby. Quit wrecking the streets and everything. It is just awful. It really is. In my opinion.
Yeah. No, you know what? And I appreciate you saying that, Joy, because I don't think you're alone. I really don't. I think most people, and look, it's taken a bit for me to come to where I feel about this today, because my gut on this is the same. Like, what are we doing here? You're not really changing anybody's mind. But there's a reason the very First Amendment in the Constitution protects the right of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. It's right there for a reason. It's because, you know, this is sort of what got the show started. We took the tea and threw it in the ocean, right? Like, this sort of protest is sort of where it started. So I don't
know. They're not doing it peaceful anymore, Jason. It is getting violent. Innocent people are getting hurt. And it's like, why would you even... I don't know. I think the whole idea should just be... It should just be banned.
Joy, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling. I don't think what Joy is, I mean, I couldn't disagree with Joy any more strongly, but Joy is correct, I think, that many of the protests that we see do end up in kind of things escalate in a different way today than they maybe once did. But if you think about, like, what is really causing the escalation, And people have to be responsible for their own actions, right? So if you as a protester are wreaking havoc and vandalizing and whatever, I'm all for like arrest. I'm all for it. But I do think Donald Trump is getting what he wants, which is this idea. He's chilling protest and he's giving voice to the idea that I think a lot of people have that we just heard from Joyce. Let's go to Todd and Ramsey. Todd, you're on CCO. Thanks for listening. Go ahead, Todd.
Hi, Jason. You kind of stole my thunder a minute ago, but it's worth mentioning again. Is growing up, we were taught the Boston Tea Party was a tremendous patriotic event, and it was complete property destruction
right.
of a private corporation's assets, and we called them heroes. So certainly a history of...
What do you think people would say today about the Boston Tea Party? The Joyces of the world and the Donald Trumps of the world.
Just what you're hearing now. They would say that it's completely wrong.
Right. How dare they?
Because they don't agree with it.
That's what it is, yes. And I understand it. Like, I'm asking people to do a lot of work, right? To agree with something. It's sort of like the old days of the ACLU before they, I think, sort of lost their way to a certain degree. But the ACLU used to always about protecting and standing up for things that, you know, even they disagreed with and that a lot of us would disagree with. That's what America is about. Like, I am for the... You can't be for January 6th and then mad about somebody protesting at the Donald Trump Army birthday parade. Give me a break.
Yes, you're exactly right. And the birthday parade is nothing more than that. Unfortunately, anyone who's long in the tooth at all has a picture in their mind of a military parade, and it's in places like Stalin in the Kremlin standing high above the troops as they march by, and Kim Jong-il standing above the missiles as they go below them. It's not a pleasant image in history, a military parade on a leader's birthday. It's just not. It's an ego trip.
Todd, thank you. That's Todd in Ramsey. Opens up a line for you at 651-461-9226. Lots of comments coming in on YouTube and on Facebook, where we are streaming live. We're on X as well. We're where you are, wherever you want to be. We want Drive Time there for you. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and leave your comments during the commercial break. I'll read them when we come back. YouTube.com/WCCO Radio. Just click on live. We will continue with this conversation. A war on protests is what is happening. And it's exactly what Donald Trump wants. We'll continue the conversation here on CCO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we've got a lot of callers who want to weigh in on this. On YouTube, UGEL, pointing out that women's suffrage didn't just happen. Talking about protest. Tim says protest ended the Vietnam War. Yes, they are effective. There is a war going on against protest. And I think some texters are saying, no, Jason, you're missing the point. The war is against unlawful protest, violent protest. And that's why at first I felt like, you know what, sending the troops to L.A., I'd rather have the troops there early than late, as we saw here in the aftermath of the murder of George Floyd. I think the troops were here too late. But L.A. is not Minneapolis. Minneapolis at that time had 650 cops. L.A. has 17,000 law enforcement officers in Los Angeles County. It is different, and they didn't want it, and the police chief didn't want it. I believe it is a calculated moment where Donald Trump was ready to go because he said he was going to do this. And as I played the sound for you before, he does not like protest, period. He likes force. Lots of callers. Let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Bill in St. Paul. Bill, thanks for waiting through the break. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call early with Trish, because I think she teaches us why Donald Trump is able to get elected and why so many people back what he's saying, because they want to live a life of comfort. They're comfortable, and they're not the ones being affected by families being torn apart. They're not the ones that are walking out of immigration offices that of people lawfully getting their immigration and then having it pulled away and ripped from them in front of their families' faces. Like, it's not hard to see how Donald Trump is quickly making more and more people undesirable. And as he makes more and more people undesirable, it's going to be easier for him to enact harms on those people. Hmm. And more people in the country, there's people in the country that don't care about that because they're comfortable.
Yeah. And I get it, Bill. Like, I think, look, I live in the suburbs. If I never had to engage on this topic or think about this topic, I can see where joy comes from, that you're like, hey, you know, this is just disruptive and it's an inconvenient. And the truth is, I think, unfortunately, for those like me who do believe in protest, too often these protests are escalating into violence, into vandalism, into torching cars and this sort of thing. And it does give more ammunition to the crowd that would rather never see a protest, period. I don't know what we do about that, where we, you know, if we could try to keep these things from escalating. I'm in favor of providing a little inconvenience. That's sort of the point of a protest. But the escalation, almost the predictable escalation, I don't know what we do about that.
I mean, I think in the end, we try to keep everybody safe, knowing that, like, property can be fixed and buildings can be replaced. And, you know, and it's unfortunate. And the last I want to see are people's hard-earned businesses be trashed. No, nobody wants to see that. But as long as people are able to be kept safe, all that stuff can be replaced and will be replaced. And, you know, and I'm with you. I want to make sure people are kept safe. And that's where I'm fearful of this, is because I don't think Donald Trump wants to keep people safe in these protests. I think he's ready to give the green light to hurt people.
Bill, thank you. Mark is on the way to Danbury, Wisconsin. Mark, you're on CCO. Go ahead.
Hey, first I want to say kudos to your show. I'm an old listener of WCCO's The Cannon Mess, and you are carrying on an awesome tradition.
Oh, Mark, thank you. That means a ton. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, Joy, I mean, she had her points. This last caller had his, and I've just been listening. It's just, you go back to, you know, Good Trouble, the protests of civil rights, and then I was just heard on the news about how South Korea's protest, you know, basically overturned martial law, got their president, he resigned, and he were impeached. So there's definitely a need for peaceful protests. I totally agree with the vandalism. You know what I'd like to see with those TV shots is I would like to see 10, 15 chairs brought out in a circle and maybe Karen Bass, maybe some civilians sit down and see if some protesters sit down and just start having a conversation.
Have a conversation.
You know, and the cameras can show that instead of having a line of people on this side and a line of people on that side. Why not just have a circle and let's talk about our issues? Because they're big issues, but you know,
they are,
a dialogue instead of a standoff.
And Mark, a lot of times this feels like theater to me, right? That the protesters know that this line of police officers are going to show up and you kind of wait. I don't know.
They're going to be sweating with their riot gear on and they're kind of like not wanting to be there because they want to go home and watch some
T-ball
practice or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, these are our neighbors, right? Like, that's exactly right. Thanks, Mark. Like, the law enforcement, we talk about them like there's some sort of other world. These are our neighbors, too. So I want those guys to be safe. I don't know, man. Having the president threatening force to a protest that no one has even talked about having, I find it chilling. 3:31, we're going to break. We'll talk about this more. I appreciate all the calls and all the texts. In just a minute, Lisa Damith is going to join us because early this morning, the state legislature did pass a budget. What's in it? What's not in it? Who won? If that matters to you or not, I don't know. We'll talk about all of it coming up in just a minute.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.